Intermedia. Das Medienmagazin mit Wolf Harrand.
Hello, I'm Wolf Harrand, Oscar Echo One, Whiskey Hotel Charlie, host to Intermedia, Radio Austria International's weekly communications magazine. Here is an unedited version of a phone interview we led with Glenn Johnson, Whiskey Sierra Juliet Golf in Thimphu, Bhutan. Glenn is the leader of the Alpha 52 Alpha D Expedition du Bhutan. We talked to him on 11th May at 9 hours UTC. Enjoy. Glenn, you're almost wrapping up expedition. How did you fare so far?
You wouldn't believe it. We have about 16-17 hours to go before we have to go QRT. At 8 a.m. our local time, all of the bands just die and the noise level comes up and there's no activity after 8 a.m. And that's our plan to then dismantle all of our antennas and our stations. And we leave about 26 hours from now. We'll be on a bus headed toward the airport. But you wouldn't believe how we've done. I don't know what the feedback has been from around the world, but we're having a hard time making contacts now because everybody has worked us on every band and every mode. We have. Right now, we are in fourth place, all-time number of QSOs for de-expeditions in the world.
Perfect. Congratulations. I even worked you on 17 meters when you called CQ. I couldn't believe it. I worked your simplex on 17 when you called CQ. So this means you must really have worked everybody all the time. You must be dead tired by now, aren't you?
I was last night, but I slept in this morning after the bands closed, and I'm ready for one last night here. And there's if we really push hard here in the next few hours, in the next 12 hours, I don't know if I should say this or not, but we have a very good possibility of beating the number of QSOs on Heard Island, which was held the record until ZL9CA on Campbell Island made 96,000 Qs.
So this means that all the equipment worked perfectly well.
Everything has performed absolutely flawlessly.
I learned from some other reports that you even worked the States on 160.
You know, I that's news to me. We're very limited with our power. We have a power limit of 120 watts, and we have an inspector from the FCC, the MOC, the Minister of Communications here all the time, most of the time anyway, and he's around watching. He actually helps us. He helped us build our antennas and run our cables, and he, you know, he actually worked with us. But he's here most of the time watching, and just observing, and we're strictly limited to 120 watts, and it's been tough on 160 meters. I don't have the QSO totals right now. As I speak, 014WW is merging the logs from the last 24 hours, but we are within 5,000 contacts of the Heard Island total.
Great, great. You know, the reason why I didn't call before was simply that we were in touch with Klaus Wagner all the time. He speaks German. The program is in German. So we had a beautiful beautiful feedback from him. Some American stations obviously were complaining. Are you complaining about the performance of, say, the European hams?
Let me say this. Early on in every expedition, in all of my vast experience, which includes Heard Island and this expedition, is that in the first few days, everybody is complaining because they don't hear me. But I think now it's been nothing but attaboys and good comments after the first 3 or 4 days. And that's typical of a big expedition, as you know. Well, everybody always complains about the European pileups, how slow they can be and how they don't listen to instructions. But I think some of that's a language barrier. We've done very well. A couple nights ago, I was working Europe on sideband at a rate of 250 or 60 an hour, which is unbelievably fast. But We've been very happy, and everybody has been very good to us, I think, and we're exceedingly pleased how things have gone on the air.
At least those of us who are on the internet enjoy the beautiful view from your hotel. Did you ever have time, or will you have time, to see a little bit more of that wonderful country you're in?
I tell you, yeah. When I got off the airplane as I flew in, number one, you get a lump in your throat as you fly into the Narrow Valley in a jet. You know, flying below the treetops in a jet airplane is a thrill in itself. But in the driving in the little van along the road, this is, I mean, I've been in beautiful, you know, in the Black Forest in Germany and in Austria, in Switzerland, driving around through the mountains, but this is just the most incredible Shangri-La. I mean, it's beyond, like the books say, you cannot take a bad picture in Bhutan. It's the most incredibly beautiful country, and the people are just unbelievably friendly and helpful in every respect. They go out of their way. The food, I was afraid of the food, is I've gained weight here. It's tremendous, unbelievably good food.
You will be back for some medical purpose. Are you looking forward to that?
Am I ever now? I tell you, 2 days ago, my son and I went to visit the house I'll be living in, and it's a very nice house. It has a beautiful view, and I cannot wait to come back and do a little bit of radio on the side as well.
If I lose my job, may I join you?
You sure can. I talked to the Ministry of Communications the last few days, and they've been watching us, and they want to get first of all, we donated a radio and an antenna to the Ministry of Communications for the establishment of a club station. And I've been charged with getting some educational materials together to teach some radio classes. And hopefully we can get some materials, some things printed together. And by the time I get here in late December, maybe have a twice-a-week radio class for a month or 6 weeks while I'm here and maybe get some new hams on the air. We met Yantin, Alpha 51 Tango Yankee, yesterday. He stopped by and spent some time at the station. So that was good to see him and meet him. He's doing very well.
Did you meet up with Jim Smith as well?
We have not met him. He's actually operating in Pero now, which is where the airport is. It's a two-hour drive from here. And I've been told he's going to be there for another 2 weeks.
You have not been in radio, phone, or any other contact with him?
No, we haven't. I think we think he's at operating from a hotel or a little apartment in Pero. I think he has a place there for a month, I think.
Okay. Glenn, we wish you the very, very best success. We pray for a safe and sound return for you. We congratulate you upon the incredible achievement you've done. Some of us will be happy to meet you in Dayton. Others will not. They will be happy to meet up with Klaus in Friedrichshafen, and we will get a first-hand report. Thank you for doing such a perfect and wonderful job for amateur radio.
You know, it was really a challenge to get this all together in just literally 2 weeks is the time we had to get all of our logistics together for a major operation like that. I mean, it was just an amazing feat in itself, and the team we have of world-class operators has just been fantastic. And the other, you know, astounding thing is that we're going to have QSL cards available 1 week from today.
Yes, that's the way a perfect operation should really run. The upload from the log is perfect. You really did an excellent, a fine job, and you deserved all the praise.
Well, and thank you for your support, and our greetings to all the listeners of Radio Austria.
Glenn Johnson. And as Glenn had predicted, conditions really deteriorated whilst we were talking. So the following is all we could manage to record when Glenn started to give us a message of greetings right afterwards on 10 meters. I'll leave you with a few bars of typical Bhutanese music. I'm Oscar Echo 1, Whiskey Hotel Charlie, Radio Austria International, Vienna.